In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, recently I have heard a story a theology professor has explained and told. And this is an artificial story he has created, but it is based on the reality of Christian faith. And the professor said that he has invited one, the Mr. Devil. He should come participating on the theological lectures on the university. And then the Mr. Devil, as he called him, should pass the exams. And then the Mr. Devil came in the examination and he has given responses. The first topic was theology, dogmatic. And Mr. Devil knew exactly all official teachings of the Catholic Church. Then he was checked regarding the teaching of the fathers of the church. And he could give exact quotation. Which father has said which word and how it was accepted then in the ecumenical councils, why the church has proclaimed officially a certain dogma, a concrete one. So he was expert. Then regarding the history of church, he has also responded much better than historians all questions. And then regarding the moral teaching of the church, he could explain and bring to understanding every difficult topic. And then the professor said, "Great, Mr. Devil, you are one of the best Catholics regarding your knowledge, your theological, moral theological knowledge, and so on. And we should praise you, but now, because you are such a good Catholic Christian, we should do what is normal for us. We should kneel down now and pray." Oh, what has happened? Lightning and bad weather and fire from his mouth. The devil is the best expert, but he is not able to kneel down to adore God and to pray to God. By this example and story, the professor did want to explain to the new students what is essential and important in the Catholic faith. Of course, the faith is based on knowledge, also on theoretical knowledge first. Who is a good Catholic? He should know the teaching of the church, at least the basics. And the better he learns to know the faith, the better he can also understand how one topic depends on the other and vice versa. For instance, a man who wants to go hunting to a forest, he has also first to study the behavior of wolves, of foxes, of rabbits, and so on and so on. He must learn to know how the weather is influencing the situation and how to build a tent in the forest in order to survive and how to protect oneself from wild animals in the forest, a bear, a wolf, and then, but this is not sufficient. You have to go to the forest and to practice it. analogical in our faith. The devil is expert. He knows all best, much better than all theologians together. But he is not able to do what is then the second and mostly essential step: kneeling down and offering God the fear, the own fear. A person is searching, God is feeling, as presuming God is higher. God is able to help me in my needs. God is the Almighty. He is the goodness in itself and holiness in itself. And so when we use all knowledge, theological knowledge of the faith, and with its help, we should then open our heart and devote it to the holy God, to the all holy God. It means that the soul is able to understand God is holy and I am a sinner. I need God's help and God's protection. I experience myself as a weak person, not strong enough, and that's why I kneel down and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. In this short prayer, we put all our desire, all our hope, and all our needs. Jesus, Savior, have mercy on me. And then humbleness comes from the fear of God. It is completing each other. We experience sincere fear of God, and we then understand that we are small and depend on Him. And this is a sincere convincement we do experience. And the devil is never able to do this. And it does say us, always when we are attacked by temptations, for instance, always when strange thoughts are trying to bring us away from God. Temptations of all sorts against all commandments and also against the first one, then the prayer is something what the devil is not able to influence negatively. And this is our solution then in many cases when we have doubts and so on. Do pray. Do kneel down. Do open your heart and devote it sincerely to God, begging Him for help. But then also respecting our situation today, we see Jesus is warning us in the Gospel of the seventh Sunday after Pentecost today. He does say, Jesus said to His disciples, be on your guard against false prophets, men who come to you in sheep's clothing, but are ravenous wolves within. And possibly you have also made this experience. You heard how in the last years people have come and have told us, Jesus, if He would leave today, He would accept the COVID vaccination. Have you heard? I did. Or people come today and they are climate change apostles and they say Jesus would also protest with us against the industry and so on. And Jesus would do this and Jesus would do that. And then we can ask those people. And usually it's 10 of 10. When have you been in a church? Have you ever seen a church from inside? Have you ever said a true prayer with devotion to God, with understanding and confessing Him your humbleness, your weakness? And usually they didn't and don't. And then we can here see who is really a false prophet. They want to use for their propaganda and agenda is anti-Christian, and they use Jesus Christ for their agenda. And be aware, and this is also a method we can reveal their true nature and put down the masks over their faces. And one example I have heard, many years ago, I was traveling to a city and saying their mass in the house of a lady, and there were some other people attending the Holy Mass too. And this lady told me one story. In that time, the famous theologian, modernist one, Hans Küng was popular. He was traveling across the country, giving lectures in different villages and cities. And so he came also in the area of this lady, and she said a friend of her has been present. He gave the lecture on a field. They have built up a tent, a big one, and people were inside the tent, and this Hans Küng has given a lecture. And of course, he has criticized all what is original and true Catholic and Christian. His idea was, in past, a sort of pantheistic religion. Every religion is good, and we don't need to be Christians. And so on and so on. And then, during he was giving the lecture, a storm has risen. It was a very strong wind, and the adult fit man had to hold the tent so no accident will happen. And then when the storm passed, they calmed down. They became nervous in the meantime. Then they calmed down, and one lady from the people has addressed the question. Mr. King, I have a question. When we have experienced the storm, have you also spoken at least a short prayer in your heart, in your mind? And he has shown himself like offended, saying, let me in peace with this stupid stuff. He was not able to pray. He was not able to adore God. He was not able to kneel down. And he is a big expert, having big knowledge. But this knowledge is much bigger than my knowledge of the faith, presumably. He is an expert in many topics of theology, but he uses it not for the right destiny, for the right aim. And that's why these people are, unfortunately, and we can only deplore it, they are losing the faith. And for us, it's important today. When we live in this world and are confronted with many theories and teachings and so on, we can always prove it, and we can always persevere in this spiritual battle when we persevere in prayers. On one hand, it is also very essential, and every good Catholic is very recommended to read books, to learn the faith, to know, to intensivate the own knowledge. It can only help, but it should serve us to devote our hearts the more to the living true God, so that we become enabled to say, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, sinner. And this word spoken from the heart is the warmest and the biggest treasure we can address to God and give Him. We recognize His glory, His goodness, His holiness, His mercifulness, and also Almighty. But on the other hand, we agree, I am weak and I depend on you, but I do love you. And then the entire faith level will increase and raise up, because we are connected with God. And then the faith is not only a dry theory, only a dry knowledge, but it becomes a living relationship. On one hand, the Almighty and all-merciful God, who has given His life in Jesus Christ for our salvation, and on the other hand, a poor soul who becomes rich because God is filling the heart. And the professor who has told this story, he said, yes, the devil was also a big expert regarding the mystery of salvation. He knew exactly what has led what to, but our holy duty and our privilege is to practice it. And then we will find God more and more, and we will understand His mystery step by step more. And then the true joy and the true sincere love will fill our hearts, and we will become the true spiritual vaccination against all temptations and all viruses in our society, because God is protecting us and leading through all the difficult situations to His light and to His divine love. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos et maniat semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.